this so close going into postseason.
Yeah, and as if we are fortunate enough to play in the regional tournament, you want to walk out of here with a good taste in your mouth knowing that the tournament's going to be here. But just the way that we come out and our attention to detail and our approach to the game, I think, will be really important today.
Coming out of your last game against Franklin County, a legit top 15 team in the state, your defense really showed itself against a team that one of the longer teams you'll see in the state. You go against a team that has some hype here in Bourbon County today that you were able to dispatch a month ago. Talk about your team coming out of the game the other night and coming into this matchup.
That was really one of the biggest things that we talked about after that Franklin County game, and it's like, yeah, we shot the ball really well in that game. But my message to the girls were, let's say we hit 8 threes in the first half. If all 8 of those possessions are empty possessions, we're down 6. And it's like you need to understand that, yeah, we shot it well, and that's what got us the lead that we had. But even if we weren't shooting it well, we were playing well enough to compete in that game. And I think that's important for them to understand that it doesn't necessarily have to take a phenomenal shooting night for us to compete at a really high level. And I think that that's starting to sink in a little bit, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it carries over.
When you talk about offensive production, obviously senior Allie Dillon really got it going the other night. And when she's in a zone like that, it really helps everybody else. Take some pressure off of Hayden Barrier. Take some pressure off of Savannah Jarvis and what they can do offensively as well.
It does. And, I mean, we've seen it. We've seen it. It has been a steady improvement for Allie since the Gateway Tournament, since she first got back out on the floor. And we've been patient with it. She's been patient with it. And I think that we're really starting to see her turn the corner and starting to get back to the way that she knows she's capable of playing. And I think her confidence is in a good spot right now. And it's just an added bonus for the rest of the group.
It's Bourbon County team playing better than the first time you saw them play. What's the biggest concern that you have coming in tonight against this Lady Colonels team?
We got to make sure that we maintain ball pressure and really force the issue out on the perimeter, and then make sure that we are consistent in our rebounding and making sure that we take care of the extra possessions that we can eliminate for them.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's Dustin High, head coach for the Lady Indians of Montgomery County. We're inside 12 minutes here in the matchup between 40th District foes here. The winner will be the number 2 seed come to postseason matchup. The loser, obviously, will be in that third slot. We're going to take a 90-second timeout. When we return, we'll talk to the head coach of the Bourbon County Lady Colonels. You're listening to Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
We're back here now, and Kylie Hallander is the first-year head coach of the Lady Colonels of Bourbon County, and Ivan Rawls is with her right now.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach for the Bourbon County Lady Colonels, Coach Kylie Highlander. And, Coach, since these two teams met up earlier in the season, your team seems to have kind of rounded into shape and playing some better basketball. What do you attribute that to?
They come in every day with the same attitude and work hard. Even when we were in that slump of not very many wins or not any wins at all, they came in every day working hard. Anytime I had the gym open, just optional shooting, everybody showed up. Everybody shows up early. They work hard, so I think that's what it has to do with. They have the right mindset, win or lose, and I think that's what's helped them out.
The outcome of this game doesn't change the matchup. Come district play, what do you want to see in this matchup today to give you confidence going into that obvious first-round district matchup?
Taking care of the ball a little bit better than we did last time. I think that's when that got us in trouble, not handling the pressure of their defense. So hopefully we'll be able to do a better job of that today, because it doesn't matter what sets you run or whatever. If you can't handle the ball, you can't control the ball. We've done a much better job of that since we played Montgomery in the beginning, so I'm hoping today will be.
Is there any one player or maybe two players that are playing better since that matchup earlier against Montgomery County that you hope continues on here today?
Reagan Ring, one of our 6-foot girls, that was her first game starting when we went over there to Montgomery County, so she's been hurt, but she's back now, so she's been playing better. And Kaylee Baker has kind of gone on a little tear recently, and Morgan Howe had a stretch where she was playing pretty well. And of course, Lakin is always our main scorer, and she's been doing a good job of that. So I'm hoping that everything can come together today.
The last thing you're going to say to your ladies before they come back out for this tip-off?
Play hard. That's all I can really say.
So. Right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
It's Kylie Highlander, head coach for the Lady Colonels of Bourbon County. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout, and we return. We'll get you set for this girls' matchup with this boy-girl doubleheader here at the Rust State Gymnasium on the campus of Bourbon County High School. You're listening to Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah. Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Montgomery County Lady Indians won very easily the first time these two teams played at Montgomery County this season, but it's a much different team, really, for Montgomery County today with Reagan Oney not playing today. Oney had 6 points the first game, but a dozen rebounds in the game, so they lose rebounding. And this is a Bourbon County team that has height, so the rebounding will be missed. But in addition to that, you also missed the ball pressure of a team that you think you can ball pressure. Of course, Shea Harris
is not with the Lady Indians. She had 8 rebounds. Over half of the rebounds Montgomery County got in the first game. Players that are not here anymore, and Harris had had a dozen points in that first game, so you take that away. And well, when you look at this Montgomery County lineup and you think, hey, you play with what you've got, but beginning with Kennedy Stamper, who's now at Clark County, if you go back, just a few short years ago, and the lineup you would think would be playing today, I mean, you're really talking about 4 potential starting players for Montgomery County that are not available today. That's to the Lady Indians. So that's a major change. Still, the Lady Indians, they'll come out and again coming in with that 17-7 record, and they have a player who was named the Regional Player of the Year in Hayden Barrier. Allie Dillon, who is an all-regional player. Reagan Oney was an honorable mention, all-regional player this season for the Bourbon County Colonels. Lakin Harden is a quality player. She did not shoot the ball well at all the first time these two teams met. Had a game that was, very uncharacteristic of her most of the time. So, Will that be a lot different? You would expect it to. She made 1 of 12 shots from the field the first time these two teams played. She is their leading scorer. And they have size, and Morgan Howell, who's listed at 6'1", a junior. Kaylee Baker is an adequate ball handler, and Reagan Ring, another player with some height. Again, this is a team that has enough size to give the Lady Indians some problems on the interior, and we certainly saw what happened against Woodford County in the second half of that game the other night. We'll be back. We'll be ready for the pregame activities and the starting lineup for today's game coming up right after we step out. 2 minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Good afternoon and welcome to Bourbon County High School and Russ Day Gymnasium for today's Lady Colonel basketball action as they take on the visiting Montgomery County Lady Indians. Now for a starting lineup, first from Montgomery County. Number 3, Sophie Pouch. Number 10, Allie Dillon. Number 12, Savannah Jarvis. Number 20, Hayden Bayer. Number 22, Bailey Warner. And the Lady Indians are coached by Dustin High. And now starting line for your Bourbon County Lady Colonels. At guard, number one, Kaylee Baker. At guard, number three, Riley Hunt. At four, number four, Lakin Harden. At four, number 11, Reagan Ream. And at center, number 15, Morgan Howe. Your Lady Colonels are coached by Miss Tally Highlander.
There are your starting lineups, so we are ready to roll. Montgomery County will be moving from right to left on your dial here in this opening half of play. The Lady Colonels are dressed in white uniforms with maroon numerals, little gold trim, and Montgomery County in their road blue with red trimmed in white. Savannah Jarvis, the junior, into jump center against Morgan Howell. And this game is underway, tip controlled by Montgomery County, and the Lady Indians head off to the left side of the dial, and it's going to be Bourbon County in a 1-2-2 zone with Harden out on the point of that zone defense. Montgomery County, again, the challenge will be, well, it's going to be tough to get much on the inside, Ivan, in this game against the height of Bourbon County. And just as that, there's a barrier down the left baseline, missed a little short jump shot. So they got something close in, and Barrier can't connect, and Hunt with a rebound. Bourbon County has a chance to score first here. Harden behind a screen against a Montgomery County man-to-man. With the ball is Riley Hunt. Look guard at 5'6", a junior. There's a steal by Jarvis. Comes down, almost lost it, but picked up by Montgomery County, and then Barrier buries a deep three. And Montgomery County goes up 3-0. And now Montgomery County is going to pressure full court, man-to-man. Harden has killed the dribble, throws down and fouls, comes up with a turnover. Montgomery County, they get it down low, and Jarvis, or rather it's laid up and missing it, was Warner in there, and it's rebounded by Howe. Bourbon County back the other way. We played a minute, 15 seconds. Lady Indians with a 3-0 lead. Fouch on Ring, and then driving down the left side, missing the shot, is Hunt, Riley Hunt, rebounded by Dillon. Dillon gets it near midcourt, sends it down. Here's the right side, Jarvis, Barrier, and Dillon. Barrier, a really deep three that is no good, and the rebound is taken by Lakin Harden. So Montgomery County missing a couple of opportunities. Bourbon County trying to get on the board here. Outside, Hunt on the left baseline moves in, and there's going to be a foul called. And I think that'll be on Fouch. Let's see. Yeah. Sophie Fouch gets the first foul of the game. She wears number 3, and the Montgomery County freshman and Riley Hunt, a junior, but they're about the same size. Three, both wear number 3s, and Fouch guarding her in the man-to-man. The free throw is up and no good. Hunt will have another one coming. And the second free throw is good. 3-1. Ivan's back with us now. You're going down inside as Jarvis and forces up a shot and gets fouled. That personal will be against Reagan Ring, 5'10 sophomore. This Bourbon County team, a mixture of veteran players, and Harden Baker, a couple of seniors, and Allen Hunter juniors. And Ring, a sophomore in that starting lineup. The junior, Savannah Jarvis, puts the free throw up and in.
Yeah, this Bourbon County team does have a ton of experience when you talk about Baker and Howell and Harden. So they have a good mixture for Coach Highlander in her first year.
Second free throw was no good. Hunt with the rebound. And the Montgomery County lead 4-1. Going in on the left side, there is a shot that's rejected by Jarvis. Is down there on the baseline, putting it up was Ring, rebounded by Bourbon County, and then they get called for traveling.
Yeah, the turnovers are going to be the killer for Bourbon County, and that's been indicative of this program over the years. They went through a little spell there where they could create more turnovers than they could cause, or have themselves.
Warner out of the left corner is offline with a three. Here we go. Hunt drives it down, puts it up in the lane, no good, but another foul. And that personal is going to be on Fouch, and she picks up her second personal very early here with 5:31 to play in the opening quarter. And Hunt's going to go back on the line.
And Hunt's, she's been attacking these first few series for Bourbon County. That's going to be key. Yeah.
Free throw is no good, and Lorelei Orison is going to come in for Montgomery County. Freshman replacing freshman. The left-hander, Riley Hunt, puts it up, and this one's way off. It did not hit the rim, and Montgomery County will inbound the ball, so Hunt makes one of four free throws here early.
The last one, like me, King's Island, trying to shoot.
Trying to win a bear.
Yeah.
Here is Jarvis in the lane, puts his shot up, no good. Hunt with the rebound. Here's Baker down the right side.
Oh, and, excellent defense by.
Yeah, Dillon deflected it out of bounds.
Becker's one of those ones that, you know, she's athletically just, you know, you would think that she would have had a better career to this point.
Inside, there's another shot block to Howell at 6-1 trying to put it up. And the block shot by Jarvis, Montgomery County with a rebound. And then they lose the ball. Well, they save it. Inbounds, Lorelei Orison at 3, left side, no good. And the rebound is claimed in there by Ring. And that's Montgomery County's out there. They're going to get second chances much against this very tall Bourbon County team, and here is Harden going all the way down and sheds the defender and puts it up and in. And it's 4-3.
Nice little Euro step by Harden there, made a great move.
4:38 to go here in the opening quarter, and it's a 4-3 Montgomery County lead. Orison, skip pass over to Dillon, who fires a long three that's no good, and the rebound Baker. And Montgomery County pretty much settling for threes right now. Against his zone, you got to work, at least work the ball probably more than they are. Here's Baker as Dillon falls down, hand off. There's a jump shot put up that's no good by Hal, but a rebound by Bourbon County and a foul on the Lady Indians.
And there's that weak side rebound there off of the miss by Hal. You had Ring on the weak side to claim that rebound. Had great position.
Orison gets her first foul. So that one position has had three fouls in the first 3 minutes and 46 seconds. And Bourbon County has just missed their fourth free throw in five attempts here in the early going.
Yeah, Bourbon County's just got to play the long game here. They can't allow transition points for Montgomery County. If they can keep this into a slow-down half-court game, they got to feel like their chances are great.
Ring makes the second free throw, and we were tied for the first time at four apiece. Here's Warner, left corner. Inside, they try to get to Jarvis. The ball knocked away, but Warner rescues, and then she loses it. Montgomery County's first turnover, and then we get a foul in backcourt, and that's going to be on Orison, and that'll be her second. So the two of the freshmen, Fouch and Orison, have picked up two fouls each in the first 4 minutes of this game.
Yeah, and this is where the youthful inexperience is, you know, would have come and be a problem for Montgomery County today in this matchup, as Reagan Mays will probably see some early time here.
Here is dribbling around is Harden. Ball knocked away by Barrier. She takes it away. Barrier goes down against Harden, stops and puts it up and in.
Great move. Barrier sensed that she needed to make a play for her team right there in that moment.
6-4, and Mays is about ready to check in for Montgomery County. Here's Riley to Harden down the lane. Beautiful feed off to Powell, who gets her shot blocked, and a great rebound save by Jarvis. After the block, Montgomery County down. Orison stops and goes. Right baseline, short jumper goes. She got fouled. I think that'll be on Howell. So Howell gets her first foul. Bourbon County second. And Orison will shoot a couple of free throws before the seventh grader, Reagan Mays, checks in for Montgomery County. Free throw is no good. I mean, the Montgomery County bench is short.
Yeah, it's very thin right now. And that's going to be the challenge for Coach Destin High here, trying to navigate through this game.
Orison puts the second free throw in. 7-4. Now Orison out, and Reagan Mays is in. Mays will be matched up against Riley Hunt, the junior. Seventh grader against a junior there. And now Hunt drives down. Falling down is Dillon, and Hunt goes all the way in. Shot blocked again by Jarvis. The rebound is by Mays. And there's a three by Jarvis. The other end spun out. And the rebound by Howell. Bourbon County trying to get in transition. Montgomery County, good job of getting back defensively. Harden top of the key. Puts it on the deck. Goes for the basket right side. Flips it up. It doesn't go down. And the rebound, Jarvis goes in there and gets it. Outlet pass. And Barrier pulls up from 17, in and out. Rebound, Jarvis tried to save the rebound, but all she could do was throw it back in. It goes to Hunt. Bourbon County has it. 2.5 to go in the first quarter of play. There's Baker for three. No good, a long rebound, and Jarvis goes and gets it for Montgomery County, goes all the way down and flips it up, no good, but fouled by Lake and Harden, and Jarvis will get a couple of free throws.
Love what Savannah Jarvis did right there, Dan. Once she got the rebound, as we've seen all season long, she can start the break, and she attacked the glass right there.
I thought it would be a shooting foul.
I thought it was, too, yeah.
Here is Mays, left side of the key for three. No good, long rebound. Warner gets it. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
We have an official who has called.
Didn't like where he called it from, but it was the right call. You're right. That's why I was surprised when he blew the whistle, and then he pointed across the floor because you know, Bailey Warner did get a hand in the back of Howell right there.
We go down the other end, and Howell is going to shoot two free throws. I mean, that was, the fact that I would have needed binoculars to see that doesn't make any difference, does it?
I always say in my real world life, is like you see something, say something, and I guess that official applied it right there. He felt like he saw something, he had to say something.
You made one of two, rebound Jarvis. Dillon out of the right corner, and she stepped out of bounds.
Same as she did the other night against Franklin County. Getting too close to that sideline.
7-5, and Bourbon County's going to take a timeout. 2:08 to go here in the first quarter. 2-point lead for the Lady Indians. We're back in 1 minute.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
2:08 to go here in the first quarter. Montgomery County with a 7-5 lead. Bourbon County, despite their 7-18 record, they won their last three games, so they come in here with a little momentum. Beat Powell County by a couple points on the road and then beat Paris by 18 here last week. Here driving down is Harden. Kills the dribble, in some trouble. Try to get to the basket with it, and she's out of bounds. And that was Baker. That was Harden. Baker was trying to save it, so Montgomery County is going to get the ball.
It's kind of a clunker so far of a game right then. Montgomery County wants to try to get pace in this ball game.
Mays, deep left corner to Warner. Here's Jarvis. Jarvis turns in the lane. Quadruple teamed, and they tie her up.
Well, put that in a dangerous situation to Savannah there. She thought she was going to be able to make that drive down the left side of the lane, but just too much congestion in there.
Against this defense, you've got to have somebody that can really be strong in the gap and get in there. Now Bourbon County trying to get something in transition. Harden walk coming down.
And you saw that coming with Harden right there because she was looking to try to get that ball to Ring. Ring had gotten out front. But again, that's not Harden skill set. You know, she's really a two guard only.
Here's Mays, right side Dillon, inside Jarvis, low right block, puts it up too hard off the glass. Baker with the rebound. So Bourbon County could take the lead with a three here or tie it up here. Hunt, little guard. Now Harden driving into the lane, goes all the way, puts it up no good, and Jarvis goes in battling for the rebound, and we get a jump ball. Montgomery County has a possession arrow.
Savannah's done a great job of competing for basketball. You know, she wasn't able to garner the rebound right there, but she was able to get possession back to the Lady Indians.
Minute five to play here in the opening quarter. Barrier way outside. Dillon dumps it into Jarvis. Back to Dillon, going for the basket, lays it up and in off the glass.
Hey, nice give and go right there out of the corner. Great awareness by Jarvis and Allie there.
9-5. Here's Hallett at the other end. Shot blocked by Barrier, or by Jarvis, but rebounded by Bourbon County. And down inside we get, finally the ball is taken away by Montgomery County. Here is Barrier going to go all the way down. Ooh. She got hit hard right in the lane by Baker. Jumps up okay.
Yeah, I mean, the hit to the face and then the way she went down, both were scary. But she popped right up, no problem, and doesn't show any ill effects from that collision there.
Barry has five of the Lady Indians' first 9 points in this game and shoots a pair here trying to extend a 9-5 lead, puts it up and in. Just 30 seconds left here in the opening quarter.
Just wondering how long it would take me to get up from all that. From the blow to the head and the way she went down on the leg.
With or without Hill.
Yeah.
She missed the second one. Hal, the rebound is 10-5. And Bourbon County races down. The ball is tipped out of bounds by either Warner or Mays over there on that far side. And Bourbon will play it underneath their own basket. Baker looks, gets it in to Hal. Harden out on the left wing. Now Baker out of the left corner for three. It's no good. Mays gets the weak side rebound. Quickly down. Here is Jarvis. And she took an extra step with 10.5 seconds to go. Montgomery County's fourth turnover.
So that was
seven turnovers already on Bourbon County.
Tough for Savannah to catch that ball right there on the run like that.
Entry pass comes to Harden. Harden comes down, stops, goes inside, and the shot is missed down inside. Put up on a follow, no good. And Dillon with the rebound. And time will run out here in the opening quarter of play. So, after one quarter of action here in the first game of our doubleheader, Montgomery County 10, Bourbon County 5, we'll be back in just a minute.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your adventure. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Well, the shooting percentages, let me just say, Bourbon County out rebounded the Lady Indians 20-12 in that first quarter. And there's Harden putting up a three that goes out of bounds. Didn't touch anything, and Montgomery County gets the ball. You get 32 rebounds in a quarter. The shooting percentage of Montgomery County was 3 of 14. Bourbon County was 1 of 15. Here's Mays. A little trouble handling the ball, but recovers. Gets it to Barrier. Goes right corner. Dillon fires a three out of there that's no good. The rebound claimed by Baker. Lady Colonels have it. Down by 5. 7.5 minutes to go here. Driving in is Baker. goes up and puts it up too hard. Rebound by Harden up, no good. And Jarvis claims the rebound. Here's Barry going to go all the way down. Stops in the lane and got hammered again. Doesn't fall down this time, but she got hit right across the face. The foul is on. I thought he said ring, but that's her second.
Yeah.
Her second foul, first here in the second quarter. Barrier makes a free throw. Well, it's, again, Bourbon County is in a zone, but a lot of this game being played in transition right now. Barrier makes another free throw. Montgomery County has its biggest lead of the game at 12-5, and now out of the lineup is Ring, and she's going to be replaced in there by Emma Dahlstrom, a 5'10 senior. And there's Harden taking the long pass. She's running ahead of everybody. Goes down and gets the ball knocked out of her hands. Then Hal puts it up, and the shot is blocked by Jarvis, and Montgomery County will get the rebound. And Jarvis has 2, 3, 4, 5. Sherry has 6 block shots, Ivan.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of a game she had a couple of weeks ago when she was just denying everything in and around that rim.
They try to go inside of Jarvis, knocked away. Barry gets it, but then her shot is knocked away. Now Barrier right side for a long three. That's no good. Rebound is taken by Harden. Montgomery County put up a lot of quick shots. They've made only 1 of 9 three-pointers. Inside Jarvis knocks the ball away, and Jarvis is going to get called for the foul. Dustin, I didn't think much of that. Letting the official know it, but Baker is going to inbound the ball underneath the basket. 6:41 to play in the half. 12-5. Entry pass to Hunt. Dahlstrom takes it. Dribbles right across the key. Goes right corner. Baker drives the baseline. Foul on Warner. Warner gets her second. So the three freshmen from Montgomery County, Fouch and Warner and Orison, all have 2 fouls. And we got 6.5 minutes to play in the first half.
Yeah,
Warner's going to come out, and Fouch will come back into the lineup. Entry pass. Harden. There's Hunt for a 3. That is no good. Montgomery County with the rebound. Jarvis brings it down. Now Barrier. Right corner to Fouch. Drives on the baseline. Tried to send a pass to Mays, who does come up with the ball. Deep in the left corner. Pass back outside. Notice these young players, they kind of make soft passes that can be intercepted. Inside, Barrier goes in. Takes the ball to the rim and gets fouled. And that personal is going to be on Hal, and that's her second. And Barrier will go to the line for 2 more free throws. I think Barrier's figured it out. Hey, be quick, be active, go to the basket, score, and or get fouled. Missed a free throw here, though. She's made 3 out of 5 so far. Now for Bourbon County. Jenity Solorio is coming in. Jenity Solorio, who is a 5'6 sophomore. Barrier makes the second free throw. She has 9 points. Montgomery County has an 8-point lead. And there's Barrier knocking the ball loose, but Harden comes up with it.
Oh, that's a charge.
Oh, and Harden got an offensive foul. That's her second.
Yeah, what a great job by Hayden Barrier. Realizing that Harden isn't the best ball handler and just put all that pressure up on her and just made her very uncomfortable.
So Montgomery County gets it underneath its own basket. Comes into Jarvis. Now Barrier going for the bucket and angles her way in, puts it up in here with the left hand. And it's 15-5, Montgomery County. Here's Harden down. Hands it off. Solorio dribbles to the top of the key. Goes to the left side, driving in is Hunt. Puts it up, no good. Rebound by Dillon. And then Dillon is going to be, they call a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with Montgomery County. So the Lady Indians come down again. They've got 2 freshmen in the game right now. Here is the ball in the right corner to Dillon. Dillon double team, goes inside to Jarvis, who forces his shot up. It gets blocked out of bounds by Baker. That time Montgomery County will play it.
Did like the fact that Allie Dillon realized she was double teamed, so that she knew that Jarvis had a one-on-one matchup.
Here's the entry pass, and they send it deep to Mays. Over to Jarvis. She starts in, but doesn't have anything. Goes back to Mays out of the perimeter. And now Fouts takes it. We have 5:20 to play in the half. It's 15-5, Montgomery County. Almost a bad pass, but Montgomery County gets it into Jarvis. Puts up a short jumper, no good. Gets her on rebound, puts it up, no good. Gets a rebound again, puts it up, no good. Rebounds it again, and we get a jump ball, I think.
Boy, you did like the effort by Savannah and the fact that she kept that ball high the entire time, trying to give herself the best chance, and you just couldn't get it to fall. Great effort, though.
Here is Isabella Sears in the game for Bourbon County right now. She's a 5'4 senior. There's a turnover as Mays came up with it to Jarvis to Barrier. Stops with a three right side. That's no good. Fouts saves the rebound in with a nice play. Montgomery County still has it, but they say
stepped out of bounds.
Stepped out of bounds with the ball. Play Montgomery County. Again, the three-pointer, 1 of 10. Driving in, Baker goes all the way to the basket, flips it up, no good. Rebound is by Dahlstrom. So the Colonels have it. And a little floater in the lane does not go down. Rebound, Barrier has it off that miss by Sears. Barrier, long pass down to Dillon, drives in on the left side. A little floater is blocked by Dahlstrom. And on the rebound, we're going to get a foul on Dillon. Dillon's first foul. Timeout's going to go to Bourbon County. 4:25 left to play here in this first half. It is 15-5 Montgomery County. We'll be back in a half minute.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Diving Bourbon County this quarter is 0 for 8. 1 of 23 in the game so far.
It's an empty bourbon barrel at this point in time right now.
Here's Hunt dribbling with the ball. May stays right with her. They try to go inside, picked off by Barrier. Hayden runs it down, stops from 15 feet. Jump shot, no good. Rebound lost out of bounds. Jarvis almost had her hands on it, but couldn't get it. And so, Bourbon County back the other way.
You know, Bourbon County, you felt like needed this game to be a clunker of a game, but the thing about it is the strength of this Montgomery County team all season has been at the defense, and so they are just smothering anything that Bourbon County's trying to get going on the offensive end.
Another turnover against Bourbon County. That's their 11th in the game. Inside, Jarvis flips it up and in.
There you go.
Thought she probably got fouled, too. But
had a good base on her that time, did Savannah.
17-5, and Montgomery County has now scored 10 points in a row. Lady Colonels, we Fouts almost had a steal. Isabella Sears dribbling with the ball. Hands it off, and there's a shot flipped up, no good. And a rebound inside there is picked up by Jarvis. Off the miss by Bourbon County, and Barrier down the lane, runs into traffic, gets fouled. And that's going to be on Riley Hunt. That'll be her first. Now Warner's going to come back in after Barrier's first free throw. Barrier has 11 of Montgomery County's 17 points. A pair of free throws here, puts it up and in. Horizon is going to come in. Fouch is going to come out now, along with Mays. No, I'm sorry. Mays is going to stay. Jarvis is going to get a breather.
A much-needed rest, but now Montgomery County's really got to focus on collective rebounding because Savannah's done such a masterful job.
She has 10 rebounds already.
Yeah.
19-5 as Montgomery County, as Barrier makes those two free throws. Here is Hunt, guarded by Mays out front, picked up on a switch by Warner. Top of the key, there is a three by Solorio. It's no good. Dahlstrom rebounds, puts it up, no good. And Mays has the rebound for Montgomery County. Well, quickly down Orzin, drives the right baseline, but she took a step before she started.
Did that little bounce start but right there.
That's Montgomery County, six turnover, but again, 11 turnovers in this first half for Bourbon County with 3:07 to go. Lady Colonels have not scored this quarter in 5 minutes. Here driving down, coming with the ball is Solorio. Now Sears, and she makes a bad pass, but Baker is able to get it. And we get a foul that's going to go on Dillon. That'll be her second. And that will bring Jarvis back into the game.
And Jarvis, you knew was probably going to come in anyway because Coach Collie Hollander was going to get Howe and Ring back into the ball game, bringing a lot more height into the ball game.
If you got two fouls, you're probably in the game right now. Everybody seems to be inside Harden. Double team, gives it off to Howe. Little ball fake, puts it up, no good, and Warner had a player on her back. They do give Montgomery County the ball. Warner had the good position in there. 2:48 left.
You know, Montgomery County's up 14, but I think you want to have a good possession right here. If you can come down here and get a score right here, you're here in this game.
Mays out on top of the offense. Again, against the kind of a 1-2-2 matchup. Here is Barrier, drives, flips it off. Jarvis, right corner, a three, too hard, rebound, tipped out. Mays battles for it and comes up with a rebound. Sends a pass back over to Jarvis. Now Orison gets it. Orison to Mays. Mays a three out of the left corner. It bounces off. Rebound, loose on the floor. We get a jump ball. Warner in there battling for it.
Great to see Reagan Mays take that shot right there. You know, we've seen her in the gym after games getting shots of, you know, the seventh grader. If she can hit that shot right there, it relieves a lot for Montgomery County.
Here's Mays with it. Now Barrier, right corner, and we get a whistle. She got fouled, and that'll be on Hunt, and that'll be her second.
And Hunt's disbelief. Look, she's still got that look of disbelief over to her bench like, we're calling those now.
Here's Barrier for two more free throws. Puts it up and in.
Coach Hollander is probably saying, well, she's the newly minted player of the region.
Now she comes out. Sears is in. Montgomery County, with 2:10 to go in the quarter, is going to take a timeout. It's 20-5, Montgomery County. This game was 7-5, so the Lady Indians have scored 13 in a row. Barrier at the free throw line when we come back in a half minute.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Barrier will step back up to the free throw line. Going for her 15th point of this first half. And she makes it. And she has 15 of Montgomery County's 21. And it's 21-5. And Montgomery County has scored the last 14 points of the game. Here is Baker out near the right hash mark. Drives in. Gives it off to Howe. Right baseline to Sears. They come at her with a double team. Ooh. Jarvis almost had a steal going the other way. Down inside, they get it to Howe, who turns. Goes back outside. Ball knocked away. Howe gets it back. Howe spins, weaves, puts it up, and it bounces off. Rebound lost out of bounds off Bourbon County.
It's just so much work to even get a good look at the basket. If you're Bourbon County, just you don't have a table setter. You don't have somebody that's coming out there that's just going to get everybody in a set offense that they can run to get quality looks.
This second quarter, Montgomery County has a couple of field goals. Jarvis going in on the left side, missed it. Rebound, loose on the floor. Harden has it, and they're going to call a foul, I think.
They're going to call some Warner, maybe?
Yep. They're going to call a foul on Warner. I didn't agree with that call at all. All Bailey Warner's trying to do is reach in and grab the ball. The fact that Harden is down there throwing her elbows and gets contact should not earn her two free throws at the other end, but it does.
And at the very end, she actually took her hand off the ball to swing at the elbow, which would have been a major violation.
Free throw is up and good. First point of the second quarter with 1:25 to play. And now Dillon will come back in for Warner. Third point of the game for Harden. She makes another one. She has four of their 7 points. We got a football game. 1:20 to go in the half. 21-7 Montgomery County. Jarvis at a high post, turns and reach in foul. I think it'll be on Ring. Ring, I believe. Ring gets her third foul. Ring has three. Hunt has two. Al has two. Harden has two. From Montgomery County, Dillon has two. Fouch has two. Orzin has two. Warner has three. We've had a game all season, I think, Ivan, where we've had this kind of foul production in a half. Jarvis makes the free throw.
It's a unique second set of circumstances right now for Montgomery County, just trying to navigate this last minute 15 of the half.
Fourth point of the game for Jarvis. Missed the second free throw. And Jarvis goes and takes the rebound away from Harden. Montgomery County gets it back. And Barrier for three, good. Ends up being a four-point trip. 25-7. We got a minute to play in the half. Harden throws it down in the corner to Dahlstrom. They've got her doubled. She's in trouble down there. Throws it. It's taken away. Barrier came up with a steal. Oh. Montgomery County has it. Lead pass down. Orison goes under. Missed it. Barrier gets the rebound. And there is Dillon putting up a little shot that is no good. Rebound by Bourbon County. 34 seconds to go in the half and a turnover. Bourbon threw it away. Orison gets it. Orison racing down. Going to go all the way in. Flips it up. No good. Rebound by Jarvis. Doesn't get it. Jarvis with a rebound again. Goes back up. Thought she might have been fouled. Dahlstrom with the rebound. Quickly down. Sears puts it up. No good. And Mays has her fifth rebound of the first half. Outside Barrier, long three is good just before time runs out. And there's the end of the first half. Montgomery County 28, Bourbon County 7. As we come to the end of the opening half. In that second quarter, Montgomery County outscores Bourbon County 18-2. We'll be back. First game of our doubleheader. We'll return to the Rust A Gymnasium coming up in 2 minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best, the Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Ivan. We've gone back in time a little bit, shooting wise, in this game for these two teams. Montgomery County has a 28-7 lead, and they've only made 7 of 33 shots.
Man, and you knew it would be a challenge for the Lady Indians just because of the length that this Berman County team possesses on the interior. It's going to be tough to be able to get in there and consistently get good looks at the basket. But give Savannah Jarvis credit. You know, she is the long person for this Lady Indians team. That she, not only has she done a great job on the defensive end, contesting balls and getting those defensive rebounds, but she's really been doing work on the offensive side of the ball as well, of making herself available, trying to force the issue in and around the basket here this afternoon for the Lady Indians. Being a presence, you got to be a presence, and then those players that have come in, the younger players like Reagan Mays and Laura Lee Orson that have come in off the bench, being able to provide a little bit more to this team, because they're at least looking for their offense. They're just not, hey, we're out here just as a body to pass the ball to and send it on. You really, really love that effort from the Lady Indians there in the first half.
What I saw, one of the things that I saw in the first half was Reagan Mays, a seventh grader, adjusting from the time she went into the game, where she made a couple of longer passes that were almost picked off. And then she figured it out. Hey, I can't make that soft pass. I'd be better off holding the ball if they take it away from me.
And we've seen older players, you know, second and third year playing varsity ball, make the pass and not adjust. You know, not give a ball fake or not make sure they understand the distance in which that ball must travel to be successful. And that is, that just shows that, you know, the type of awareness and basketball acumen that she's had and how she's had to adjust, saying, hey, I'm not playing against my equals when it comes to playing middle school basketball here. I understand it's a little bit different. This game's a little bit faster. The players are a little bit quicker. They can get to some of those balls that I could get away with at the middle school level. So and that shows you her acumen and awareness.
Ivan, here's the question for you here at halftime. Number of total rebounds for the both teams in the first half, if you come within 7, you're going to get, what can I give you? Well, I just owe you a steak dinner.
Okay, I thought you were going to say, just give me a compliment.
I owe you a steak dinner.
If I can go with a total between the two in the first half, there's a lot of missed shots. And I didn't count my rebounds when I was putting dinner. I'm going to say 38.
You are so far off. You owe me a steak dinner, even though you didn't. 66 rebounds in the first half. Okay. Montgomery County out rebounded Bourbon County 36-30. Now, I could check this to see 26, 27, 28.
Yeah, I didn't even count.
28, 28 is 56, and 5 is 61. And I have a degree of error of 5, but
I shot way
low.
Because
it was hard to put them all down.
I shot way low on that. I didn't think, I should have thought about that a little bit more than I did. That's a lot.
The two teams collectively made 8 of 62 field goal attempts.
Man.
And Hayden Berry hit those 2 threes late. Boy, you take those two away. The 3 of 18 3-point shots. So that helped a little bit. And turnovers, 13 on Bourbon County, 6 on the Lady Indians. Individual scoring, Bourbon County. Harden had 4 of their 7. One point for Hal, 1 point for Hunt, 1 point for Ring. Then you had Baker, who did not score. Hal had 1 point. Sears and Solorio and Dahlstrom, they did not score in that first half. 28-7. I mean, the law of averages would say that Bourbon County is bound to come and make some shots here in the second half. Hayden Barrier had 21 of Montgomery County's 28. 4 for Jarvis, along with 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 rebounds, 6 block shots, and an assist. So she's got it on her way to a triple-double maybe, but she's got to score some points. How many times do you ever see that?
And here's a case where just the ball pressure right now is creating a lot of opportunities for Montgomery County, because when you put ball pressure on this Bourbon County team, a team that is very sketchy in its ball handling abilities and having anybody that can be considered that true primary ball handler, then it has allowed Savannah Jarvis to be a little bit more aggressive on that post-entry pass a lot of times, and give credit to the weak side rebounders. When even with Ring on that weak side a lot of times, that even when she gets a rebound, when she brings it down, they're getting hands on the ball, and they're getting those deflections that have caused a lot of problems in this first half.
Bourbon County has twice scored under 40 points this year. Owen County, in a low-scoring game, they scored 38. And then Clark County allowed them only 39 in one of their meetings. So, and they've got seven here at halftime.
Yeah, it's going to be a long road back in this ball game, because not only do they have to find consistent scoring, now they've got to figure out how to slow Montgomery County down, because Montgomery County got on a little run there towards the end of that first half. And this is going to be a big challenge for Bourbon County. But you want, if you're Coach Highlander, it's for them to start having a little success, because they got to realize we got to face this team again first round of the district, and there's no avoiding that. And so we need to have a little bit more confidence going into that next matchup.
All right, we are just about ready for the second half. We'll start it off in 1 minute.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Montgomery County will go back to their starting lineup to begin this second half, with the freshmen, Fouch and Warner, in the game, along with seniors Dillon and Barrier and Jarvis, the junior. Bourbon County back to their starting crew, and here, dribbling with the ball is Riley Hunt. They move off to the left side of your dial. They go down inside. Ring goes up, blocked by Jarvis. Harden the rebound. Harden, and we get 3 seconds.
3 seconds. That's the second one for you, isn't it, Dan?
That's the second one in within about a week.
Well, what about Jarvis again, though? Just denying Ring, who has height, but she's not as strong as Savannah. Savannah's used that to her advantage.
Seventh block of the game. Again, Bourbon County stays zone. Here is, you know, Montgomery County should be really patient.
There's no reason for them to force the issue here.
Work on your passing. Here's Warner at a high post, turns, dumps it right corner. Dillon for a three, it's no good. Rebound, coming out of there with it is Ring. So Bourbon County has it. Harden brings it down, goes down inside, and it's picked off by Jarvis. The steal, Jarvis. To Barrier, and then Barrier threw it away, trying to go back to Jarvis.
It's a great idea, bad execution right there by the senior. But you like that. Again, it was Jarvis jumping the pass again. You know, Harden trying to make a long pass right there. You know, she's got to adjust to that.
Here's Harden. Floats a pass high to Baker at, just outside the three-point line, right wing. Trying to go inside to Howe. The ball is tipped away by Warner. Good defense there by Bailey Warner to keep that ball out of the post and not let Hal to get it down there low. And now they're inbounds underneath the basket. Here's Baker trying to get it in. And finally sends it deep to Harden. Over to Hal. Now right side Hunt. And there's almost a steal by Barrier, but picked up by Hunt. She goes down the lane, flips it up, no good. And Bourbon County loses a rebound out of bounds.
That was one player for Bourbon County trying to save it to another, and they both were out of bounds at that time. I mean, Hunt did the best she could to get inside there. To
how many shots has Bourbon County missed in a row? It's a bunch. Here's Warner. Barrier. Fouch. Left corner. Dillon drives the baseline, cut off, and they take it away from her. Montgomery County with a turnover. Hunt runs it down the right side for the Lady Colonels. We played 2 minutes of a scoreless second half. Hunt dribbling at long range against Fouch. Tries to drive in, goes for the basket. Mm-hmm. Blocked by Jarvis into the hands of Dillon, who goes down, goes up, and missed it. Tipped by Barrier, no good, and Fouch in there battling for the rebound. We could jump ball.
That's our Sophie moment. you always come up with those Sophie moments, and Sophie got in there amongst much taller players.
What about that? That was actually an attempted tip
by
Barrier. Barrier's three is no good, and the rebound taken by Howell. The missed shots are piling up, folks. 5:40 to go. Baker drives for the basket, flips it up, leaves it short. Fouch has the rebound. Down to Barrier. Her 12-foot jumper is no good. She goes against her own rebound, turns back to the basket, and gets fouled. And that will be on Ring, and that'll be her third, or fourth, rather.
And what we're seeing out of Hayden Barrier right now, things that she's doing is just because she's stronger. You know, she's just stronger than most of the other players out on the floor right now.
Free throw by Barrier is good. And you've got Orison going to come in for Warner right now. .528 to go, third quarter. Barrier makes a pair. She has 23. It is 30-7 in Montgomery County. Going on another run now. They scored the last 9 points. Harden goes high to Baker, who turns on the three-point line, puts it on the deck, goes inside, gets double-teamed, missed it, puts the next shot. If they call this on Jarvis, they missed it. No, they are going to call on Dillon. Her third foul.
It was a good strip there initially by Laura Lee Orson there, knocking that ball free, but Baker able to
stayed with it. Baker's free throw is up, and it's good. That's an odd-looking score up there on the board, Ivan, with 5:11 to go in the third quarter. 30-8, 30-9. And 7 of the 9 points for Bourbon County have been free throws. Fouch dribbles it across the timeline. Orison on the right wing goes inside to Fouch. Right corner, Dillon, an open three. No good. And the rebound picked up in there by Harden. Harden running down, going to try to go all the way. Gives back to Baker, who fires a three, top of the key, in and out. Rebounded by Barrier. Quickly down, here's a shot put up no good by Dillon, and Howell with the rebound. Howell is kind of off balance underneath, try a little reverse layup. Here's Hunt outside. Orson on her, Hunt dribbles away, goes inside, gets a shot blocked. Rebound by Dillon. Allie runs it down, goes all the way in, puts it up, no good. Rebound, and Fouch in there tying up Harden.
just goes in there and just rips it. You know, anytime somebody tries to tie it up with her, Sophie is determined that they're not going to pull it free from her.
Allie's kind of frustrated right now. Yeah. Shot. She just can't seem to make a shot. 4:13 to go here. Third quarter of play. Harden's in trouble, finally gets rid of it. Baker down low, and Dillon, or the shot put up by Hall is no good, but Dahlstrom with the rebound, and then it's thrown away. Here's Orison, off to Fouch, sends it right corner, a three by Barrier, good.
What a great find by Sophie Fouch right there to see Barrier skip that ball across the floor there, and then coming off of that great interception by Laura Lee Orison.
Warner's going to come back in, 3:40 to go. Harden tries a three, top of the key, that's good.
Wow,
She's got 7 points. 33-12.
And that's good for Bourbon County because they were very good two quarters without a made field goal.
33-12. Bounce. Barrier. Jarvis is in the middle of that zone. They haven't gone to her yet. Now they go inside. She turns left, goes under the basket, flips it up, no good, but gets fouled. And I think that'll be on Howell. And if so, no, it's going to be against Hunt. That'll be her third. Two shots coming for Jarvis.
What a great job of Savannah, though, filling the defense where they were when she caught that ball and then went away from the double.
Free throw is good. You know, if Jarvis knew during the summer develops an ability to make a high percentage of shots inside, she's going to be a big scorer.
Yeah.
She's going to be a pretty big scorer anyway, but 35-12 as she makes a pair of free throws. She has six. She has nine blocks now. Lady Indians up by 23. Harden. It is double teamed and now gives to Dahlstrom. Into the game again is Solorio. Solorio to Harden. Couldn't get a shot away. Back to Solorio. Solorio drives in. Shot blocked.
Oh, they're going to call her own foul. They're going to say she came through on that block.
Jarvis gets the foul call.
She's getting to a lot of balls. Well, they're just serving them up to her.
Solorio will shoot a pair of free throws. Shot is up and no good. 2:44 left down this third quarter. And that one spins around but stays in. First point of the game for Solorio. 35-13. Bouch walks it down across the timeline as Dillon gets ready to check back in. Warner to Fouch out on the perimeter. Now they go inside Jarvis and dribble it off her knee.
Yeah,
trying to make a move on Hal.
That was the one time where she, instead of just reacting, she was thinking a little bit more there, and it caused her to dribble it off her leg.
Two and a half minutes to go in this third quarter. Boys action to follow here today at the Russ Day Gymnasium in Bourbon County. Harden gives to Baker, who goes inside. I thought she walked anyway, but she's going to go to the line to shoot free throws.
We'll call it on Bailey Warner.
Warner gets her fourth foul. And Carly Baker will go to the line to shoot a pair of shots. Reagan Mays is going to come back in to replace Warner, I believe, and the free throw is up and no good. Baker has 2 points today. So Warner comes out. Bouch. Mays was going to go into the rebounding position.
Seventh grader, you may be taller, but you're going to have to back up. I'm going to take the low block.
Free throw by Baker is good. Her third point.
It's amazing the things you and I see at the same 35 time.
35-14. Bouch slowly walks it across the timeline. Orison sets up in the middle of the defense. Yeah, make him come out and guard you. Here's Barrier, three out of the right corner. That's no good. And the rebound by Solorio. Bourbon County has it. Baker takes down the left side and finds under Hal under the basket, lays it in. An easy two.
We just haven't had many of those opportunities this afternoon for Clay Colonels.
Hal was 0 for 10 from the field before that field goal. Here is Bouch with a minute 34 left in the third quarter. Mays, Barrier, fires a three top of the key that's in and out. And on the rebound, we get a foul that'll go against Bouch, I think. Baker got that rebound. Bouch has her third. And we walk, but that was only the fourth foul. Yeah. So Bourbon gets it, 1:25 to go. Solorio, long three, no good. The long rebound, and Baker is able to track it down. Solorio was in some other area code there. Solorio again, and she makes this one from about 15.
Earlier she was out in Clintonville, I believe, when she shot that one. But she came a little bit closer.
It's 35-18. Dillon a three right corner, good. So Allie got a good clean look that time. Makes her first three of the game. 38-18. Dillon with five down inside. Baker gets her shot blocked by Jarvis, who also comes away with the rebound. Here is Dillon on the, running the floor on the left side. Loses the ball, though. It's out of bounds. It'll be Bourbon County's ball.
Again, you know, we've seen Jarvis get a block or a rebound and then initiate the fast break.
That's 10 rebounds. She's got a double-double, but only 6 points. Baker walked in the lane.
Waited late to try to make a decision with the ball there. 32 seconds left. Good opportunity for Montgomery County to come down, get a good look, maybe make a score, and then get the ball back at the quarter break.
Barrier this time will bring it down. Gives over to Fouch, right back to Barrier. Mays, left corner, firing a three up. Good.
There it is. We knew she had it in her.
Mays with her first points of the game, 41-18. Solorio, Dahlstrom gives to Solorio, who goes in here and misses the shot but gets fouled. Solorio is going to get to go to the line. That foul's going to be on Mays. That'll be her first. I think fouls are a lot like, you know, hits in softball, and, you know, when officials get into a range of calling fouls, Ivany, boy, they just pile up sometimes. There's a free throw that bounces in for Solorio. And I'm not saying they're missing them, but.
Yeah. But, you know, here's what, if your coach, Allender, Solorio's come in and really giving you a little offensive punch, and she's not afraid to take shots. And you got to have that. You got to have somebody that's willing to take some of these shots, and she's done a good job.
She's had 5 points here in this third quarter. There's a long pass down to Jarvis, who puts it up, blocked by Howell, who comes away with a rebound, and the quarter is over. Montgomery County 41, Bourbon County 20 at the end of three periods, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Bourbon County made 3 of 12 field goals that quarter. They're now 4 of 41. 1 of 8 threes. Have made 11 of 18 free throws. And rebounds are all even, 44 apiece. Mm. We're going to have a game, Ivan, where both teams are going to get 50 rebounds in this game, I think. And let me tell you, that's a bunch down inside.
Jarvis
with her 8th point of the game. 43-20. They're driving as Harden goes for the basket. Blocked from behind by Barrier. Out of bounds, it'll go back to Bourbon County. I tell you what, Barrier has played, I think, as good a defense as she has ever played this game. I mean, she has.
On the ball.
On the ball. I mean, she has made Harden's life miserable. This time Harden gets matched up with
They caught that little bump. Oh, wow.
What we got?
They caught a bump on Jarvis there as Hal turned her way. She tried to make a play on the entry and missed it, but she bumped Hal, and Hal was getting ready to turn around and get a clean layup.
Entry pass, and there's The shot blocked by Jarvis.
Ring just served it up to her. It was just kind of like, here, you want block his?
Her 11th block of the game, Ivan. Here is Jarvis down inside, turns, hands it off to Fouts. Her little short jumper is no good. And the rebound is picked up by Baker. So that's the first shot that Fouts has taken the entire game. And, you know, it was a good close-in shot. Here's Baker. Dumps it down on the left baseline. Howell and Barrier comes up with a steal. Here she goes, one-on-one against Harden. Puts it up and it rolls off. Rebound, jump ball. And the possession arrow will leave it with Bourbon County.
Harden, give her credit. She was able to run back there to make Barrier kind of double-clutch that one.
6:50 to play, 43-20. Harden dribbles left, dumps it in the corner. Howell's three is way too hard, and the rebound. Boy, look at Warner going to battle and get it. She got fouled, no call. Montgomery County comes out of there with it. Right corner for Dillon, and she nails another three. She's hit two in a row now.
A good job by Hayden Barrier setting that up. She saw her fellow senior there in the corner, wanted to get her an opportunity.
Harden beyond the top of the key. Almost threw it away. Warner almost had a steal. Isabella Sears back in the game for the Lady Colonels. Dribbles left, loses it, but gets it back. Hands off to Baker. Baker drives down right side of the lane. Cut off, turns toward the basket. Shot blocked by Jarvis, picked up by Howell, no good. Rebound, Howell's got it back. And after several seconds in the lane, gets fouled. And the foul is going to be on Fouch. Sophie Fouch has her fourth foul. And the free throw by Howell is no good. Another one coming. And now Fouch was into a rebounding position. Just get me close to the basket, folks. And there's Hal making the second free throw. 46-21. We got a timeout on the floor. 5:59 to go. Lady Indians lead it by 25, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Coming back to action, Montgomery County with the ball in this 25-point lead here with 6 minutes to go. Here's Barrier. They clear out the right side. She goes inside, puts it up, no good. Takes a spill. Rebound by Harden. Didn't get a foul call there. Down is Harden, and the ball is knocked out of her hands. That'll be a turnover, and now we're going to get a foul that's going to go against Harden. And Harden gets her third foul.
And Coach Hollander doesn't like the call, and I think at the end maybe Allie did foul, but the official, I think, was responding to the initial foul.
Yeah, he was just late.
And that's what he said, because you can hear Coach Hollander say, well, he didn't call it before then, and that's what it was. That's where the Lincoln Harden's upset, but, you know.
Yeah.
But she did foul. She did foul ahead of the
He backed her up, but she didn't back up. Here's Warner with it. Takes the inbounds. Drives right side, cut off. Jarvis Inside Dillon, and Dillon trying to put up a shot, no good. Fouch follows, no good. Rebound by Ring.
Sophie just went too quick, or she would have hit an easy two.
Down inside, we get a whistle and a foul on Montgomery County.
That'll be it for Sophie. I think that's going to be her fifth there.
So Fouch fouls out with 5:23 to go. She didn't score. She had three rebounds. But as always, she made a big impact on the game.
Always provides just a tremendous effort.
There is Harden for a three good. You can tell on the left of her hand right in front of us. Her second three of the game. And the... It's now a 46-24 Montgomery County lead. The Indians with the ball of Orison and a three top of the key. No good. It's going to go out of bounds. Bourbon County will play it.
I always love to see the reaction of Lordly Orison on a miscue. It just, you know, the look that she gives.
Bourbon County with the ball. Down by 22. Baker toward the lane. Stopped and she changed pivot feet there. Ball knocked away. Baker picks it up. Out to Harden. Her three is no good. Bounces off the top of the backboard and rebounded by Warner down to the weak side. Warner is going to bring it down. Gives to Barrier. Stops with a three top of the key that no good. Rebound loose on the floor. And it's going to be picked up way over the corner by Hunt. So Bourbon County has it. 4:20 left. Left side Baker. Drives into the lane. Spins. Forced up a shot, no good. Foul on Barrier. That's her first of the game. And Baker's going to shoot a pair of free throws.
Baker's just one of those players that I really, first time I saw her, I said, man, you know, you look at the physical prowess of her and you just thought that, hey, she's going to be one of the stars in the 10th region going forward. Just never really... got there.
Well, sometimes athletes do not become basketball players in a great magnitude. And, she has her fourth point of the game. 46-25. Barrier runs it down, sends it back to Jarvis. Her three, top of the key, is good.
It's a shot that she could make.
49-21. There is the triple-double for Jarvis. There's a turnover and a steal for Jarvis. But she's only got three of those, I think, and then a traveling violation. So turnover, turnover. Bourbon kind of gets it back, inbounding it down the baseline. I don't know if we've ever had a quadruple double.
I don't know. I was trying to recall, and I don't.
Harden goes in the lane, missed the shot. Rebound comes out, taken by Dillon. Runs it down. Barry goes up from 17. Her shot's no good. Rebound to Orison, and she gets fouled by Howell, and that'll be her third foul.
Because I was trying to think of players in the past that had the type of skill set that you thought maybe at some point in time could have acquired one, and I don't ever recall them ever getting a triple-double.
Free throw was up and no good.
Yeah, because I'm thinking points, rebounds, and assists, somebody like a Harmony King or a Maggie Pruitt. Mackenzie Lee, somebody of that ilk, just because of her skill set. But
that free throw rolls in for Laura Lee Orison. Her first point, 50-21. 3:38 to go, or 50-25. A three by Baker is no good. And there's Jarvis with another rebound. Jarvis brings it down herself. Off to Warner, going through the basket, lays it up and in.
Wow.
Great pass, great catch, great finish.
The two bigs, I guess you could say, for the Montgomery County team, they played the forward positions.
52-21. Backing their way in is Howell. There's another block by Jarvis out of bounds. He'll stay with Bourbon County.
I guess now Savannah's trying to work on the next column with assist. He's trying to get a quadruple double.
Hal is one of 14 from the field. That's Jarvis. I mean, there's Harden missing it, and Barrier comes up with a rebound. Hayden runs it down, goes all the way in, and flips it up off the right baseline. Good.
How did she angle herself to get that shot up? I thought she was going to go too deep.
28 for Hayden Barrier in the game. Baker dribbles right across the key and walks and goes for the basket, and they're going to call a foul. I mean, she took three steps from the three-point line in.
Did she say, Mother, may I?
I don't think so. Barrier gets a foul call. Officials are tired too, folks.
She says, Mother, may I, then she's been granted permission.
Baker's going to shoot. Baker's going to shoot a pair. Free throw is up and good for Baker, and that's her fifth point of the game.
The kids even play those games.
And Barrier's coming out.
Yeah. Great job by Montgomery County to get through this one. This was a tough start to this ball game. The way they just went about business, the defense really did a good job.
Free throw is good again. Barry had 10 rebounds out of it.
Mm-hmm. We've seen two really quality games out of her back-to-back.
Here is Mays in the game. Sends a pass over, and the end of the game now is Alexis White, the sophomore. Guarded there by Howell, in trouble. Able to get rid of it, but throws it away. Picking it up is Harden. Goes down, flips it up and in.
That's the ball, Harden.
56-23. And now some early pressure. Orison in backcourt. Orison's going to bring it across the line. 2:10 to play. Now Bourbon County is man-to-man defensively. Here's Orison, has killed the dribble. White takes it a long way from the basket against Howell.
I caught a foul on Howell. I was Gary's.
Howell's fouled. No, that's her fourth.
He was wanting Reagan Mays to come and bail her out there. It was twice. Their post player was left to hang out to dry there.
Here's White. Inbounding, gets it to Mays. Down the left corner. Comes back out on the dribble. Over to Dunn, who's in the game, the junior. Gives it to Mays. Mays, Parker in routes in the game. Orison, ball fake, drives in on the right side, puts it up, no good, hits the deck. Rebounded by Howell. Berman down. Here's Baker. She can go for the basket. Goes up inside, and it rolls out. And the rebound by White. Baker does not have a field goal today, Ivan. Here's Mays going for the basket. Flips it up, and it's put it up a little bit too hard. And the rebound is taken by Harden. And Harden comes the other way. Hunt, Baker, inside. Howell puts it up and in. That's the ball, Howell. 54-31, our score. Here is Montgomery County with it under a minute to play now. The ball deflected in backcourt. Howell and White go for it. We get a pileup of players. It's out of bounds. And the official right here did not see. So what are you going
to
do?
And he goes over to the other official far away, and they call a jump ball, and they go to Montgomery County. Neither official saw it. They couldn't keep up either one.
At least they did the right thing.
Hey, the official that was closest to play looks like he is gassed.
Yeah, he's had it.
He looks like he is
Here's
gassed.
The Orison down. Orison bounces it to Dunn. Dunn off to Mays. Montgomery County gets this man-to-man with this young group in here. They're going to have trouble getting a shot.
Yeah.
Parker in route to Orison. Orison drives into lane, a little 12-footer, bounces off, and rebound by Harden. And Baker comes down, flips it up, no good. Mays with the rebound.
Excellent defense by Reagan Mays right there.
Here's Dunn, left corner. She does get a good look. Doesn't go down. Rebound is taken by White. And there's a three by Orison. It's no good, top of the key. Rebounded by Hunt. And a long three by Harden sails out of bounds as the game comes to an end. Montgomery County, 54. Bourbon County, 31. Your final, the Lady Indians go to 18-7, Bourbon County at 7-19. And again, these teams will meet again in the district tournament. Lady Indians will wear white uniforms, or whichever they choose, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think they
they'll
go
be
white.
The home team.
Yeah, they'll be the home team in that matchup as the two seed, two against three in that matchup. So
we'll be back. Quick recap of this. Boys action coming next here at the Russ Day Gymnasium in Paris at Bourbon County High School. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool. My own debit card.
Yep. Now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Dan Manley, Ivan Rawls with you from the Russ Day Gymnasium here in Paris tonight. We're going to have a little senior presentation. The Bourbon County cheerleaders are being honored.
Her comments. I believe that I can say I cheered. I can't believe.
And of course, we have a little connection to this cheerleading squad, Ivan.
Yeah, Lee Clay Estes. Used to be Lee Clay Richardson, the cheerleading coach over here. He's done a great job with this program over the years. Great to see that recognition out here. She's kind of Mrs. Bourbon County Colonel now, even though she's got that red, white, and blue running coursing through her veins.
In this game, Montgomery County, hey, it was close early. We were tied at four apiece. Montgomery County went ahead 10-5 at the end of the quarter, and then in the second quarter, 18-2, Montgomery County with a run to lead 28-7 at halftime, and it was all over from there, Ivan. And, a game that was really, it was pretty sloppy, but, the good things for the Lady Indians were the play of Savannah Jarvis defensively on the inside. I think Montgomery County's defense, this is not a great offensive Bourbon County team, but the Montgomery County defense was very good.
Really did. It didn't allow Bourbon County to take advantage of the one thing that they had an advantage in was in length and size on the inside. I thought the defense really snuffed that out early on and often and created opportunities off of it for them that ultimately led to them getting a good enough of a lead to where Bourbon County was never going to be a problem in this ball game. I think you got to give credit to Montgomery County for doing the one thing that they needed to do in this ball game, and that was eliminate the height differential on the inside.
And Bourbon County, as they did in the first game between these two, really struggling to shoot the ball today, made 57 field goal attempts. I don't want to work on that percentage. I know it's down there around 12% or something, so I don't even want to go any further. But so they really did struggle.
Yeah, they really did, and that's going to always be a problem. We've said it many times over the years, Dan, about how important it is to have a quality point guard or somebody that can get you into your offense. And having those primary ball handlers is essential anymore. That's where the game begins and ends. Can we get into an offense? Can we get the ball into the hands of our best players where they can be most effective? And that's where they struggle at right now. And that's going to be a challenge for Coach Kylie Hollander and being able to get a point guard in this program that will be something that will help them. You'll see that all over the 40th district. You'll see it all over the 10th region in years to come. Who are those ball handlers? Nicholas County has a point guard. how well will they be over the next few years, because they have a point guard and you can now put people around that, because in Maggie Simons, you got a player that's going to be able to get players the ball, Archibald, Nicole Archibald up at Bracken County. Very quality point guard. Those are, you know, two of the best point guards in the region right now that will be back, you know, for their programs. And so it's always good to kind of keep an eye on that and how that evolves for those teams.
Individual scoring in the game, Lincoln Hardin, 12 points in the game, hit a couple of threes here in the second half for her team. Kaylee Baker had 6. 5 for Morgan Howe. She did have 11 rebounds. 5 for Genity Solorio, all in that third quarter. 1 apiece for Riley Hunt and Reagan Ring. And then you had Isabella Sears and Emma Dahlstrom that played and didn't score. Montgomery County led in the game by Hayden Berry with 28 points, and she did have 10 rebounds. Savannah Jarvis, 11 points, 12 block shots, and 14 rebounds today for the Montgomery County junior. So a triple-double for Jarvis. Dylan had 8 points, 5 rebounds, 3 for Reagan Mays. Orly Orison had 2 points. Bailey Warner had 2 points. Sophie Fouch did not score, had 3 rebounds, fouled out of the game with 5:23 to go. And then you had Parker en route, Alexis White, and also Dunn. White and Dunn came in there very late and did not score. The other statistics real quick, as the boys' teams have now taken the floor for their matchup today. Montgomery County 14 of 63 from the field, so the Indians hit down around 20%. 7 of 26 threes, 15 of 18 from the line. Bourbon County 7 of 57, 2 of 14 threes, 15 of 24 from the line. The Colonels won the rebound battle. 60, you want to lose another stake? 60 to 56, the rebounds in this game. There were 116 rebounds in this contest.
You got to have me giving you some of those frozen steakums out of the freezer.
Oh, boy.
Freezer at the grocer.
Turnovers, 20. Turnovers against Bourbon County, 13 against Montgomery County. We're going to wrap up our coverage of the girls' game. Boys action is coming, and we'll be right back with that coming up in just a couple of minutes.
You've been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.